Hello, Reg Biz listeners. It's the CEO of Clapham here. I hope this finds you well. First and foremost, I just want to congratulate all of you on some fantastic lash this week. It's been great to see all of you enjoying the many venues Clapham has to offer. And let me tell you, Clapham have got some of the best outside lash available. Not just in London, but in the world. For instance, look at Megan's Terrace. What a phenomenal place. But I do want to take this moment to remind you, it's not all about lash. Remember your rig and to eat well. Nutrition is key. That's why we recommend on the Rig Biz podcast, fresh fitness food. And if you use the code RIGBIZ50, you get £50 off your first week's order. You won't have time to prep your food. That's why fresh fitness food is great. It delivers straight to your door, ready to eat, and you can take it out on the lash. Lash well, rig well, and don't be like Simon Zebo and forget the great nights out. Kind regards, Archie Cousin, CEO of Clapham. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. Bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final episode of the series. We were a wonderful series of the Rig Biz podcast.
My name is Fred. I want the world to know I've been out all week. And I want the world to know I've lashed it up. And you can tell me so. Welcome to the pod.
Archie,
we're
what
back
is going
onto
on?
The lash, don't you know?
Oh my God, what a start.
Archie, we're back.
Have you been lashing it up?
Oh, have I been lashing it up?
Silly
it's
question,
the Pope Catholic.
Is that a silly question?
Oh, mate, it has been a phenomenal 3 days. It's just been beautiful to see the Clapham public respond. Boris said lash, and that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
And it's just been brilliant to see people on the pavement lash, mm-hmm. by the pub lash, in the pub lash. It's beautiful. And I sat on the Triangle Terror on Monday night, and I had tears in my eyes.
Tears in your eyes. Yeah, emotional.
We have not seen this boost in the economy of Clapham since Margot Robbie was in Infernos.
Good point, good point. That is actually a very
and
good point.
You know what? I've just had a phenomenal week. I've had my haircut.
Looking good.
I've been going to the gym, lifting some serious tin.
Sweating out.
And I've just been out and about on the old Birrios. And I have to say, I do want to say to everyone, please don't forget to keep yourself in shape because it is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And that's why, you know, I've actually been taking my protein. Actually, one thing I quite like to do is have my protein with me while I'm out lashing.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm then getting the juice and then enjoying the Whispering Angel. And
what you combine?
Quite a nice thing to do, yeah, is to put the Whispering Angel in your protein shake when it's finished. And you get the remnants of the powder with the Whispering Angel. So it's a lovely taste.
You're getting a double hit. You're getting the rosé.
That's actually a business idea. Protein rosé.
Okay, I'll note it.
Write it down.
I'll note it. Don't you worry.
That
I know what you're like.
That is actually going to make a lot of money.
So you've had your barnet done. You're feeling fantastic. You're sweating it out in the gym.
Freddie.
Life is good.
Freddie, I have written to the BBC this week and said, get Attenborough out here now. Because
what
you're seeing, the Clapham public call to arms is beautiful. It's like the migration on the Serengeti.
What, you want them to make a documentary?
Yeah,
on
I just
Clapham
think
coming
it's,
out to
it's
Lash.
Fascinating. It's so good to see so many chassis and chassisettes just enjoying socializing.
So have you used this opportunity to be able to go and see that wonderful lady you've been sort of almost stalking on Strava?
No. We've still been giving each other kudos on Strava, but hopefully we might bump into the common this weekend. Who knows?
Well, that's incredibly exciting.
I'm keeping stir on that.
Well, Arch, obviously you're a man about town. You've got a great, you know, pressure on your shoulders to deliver for the Clappermites you represent.
Freddie, I do want to say, quite importantly, to any potential clients out there that Clapham can provide phenomenal outside areas for business meetings.
Well, that's what
something that we're working as a business is to provide not just social lash but business lash.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. But one thing,
have you seen Megan's Terrace?
I have actually seen it by the skate park.
That is a great place.
A place you used to avoid because you wouldn't want to be seen dead near the basketball courts or the
yeah.
But now it's become the place to be.
It smells beautiful. Yeah. Smells of expensive cologne and beautiful perfume.
Yeah, and lovely brunch as well.
Yeah, great feeds. The halloumi there and avocado is to die for.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, Archie. But one thing I want to talk about is, you know, you're a man of mystery, but you're also the mayor of Clapham, so you have the responsibilities to deliver for the Claphamites.
Yeah.
And I know that you've seen. Have you seen seen a sort of slight business opportunity.
I'll take this opportunity. We have noticed that Hinge and Tinder haven't been producing the goods.
Yeah.
And AC Limited have turned their hand to dating.
Okay, that's very exciting.
So I'm going to use what I've learned in the city to help young men find their ladies.
Their sort of potential
matches.
One thing
I know is chicas. Mm-hmm. And that's why AC Limited have turned their arm to dating.
That's incredibly exciting news. So are we going to get a sort of world premiere today?
So we've got a young man coming onto the show. He's going to meet three delightful chicas. And we're going to find him a date. And the Rigbiz podcast are going to pay for him to have a first date with one of these lovely ladies. Let's bring him in. Tom, are you using internet in Putney?
Hi there, just got here now.
Oh, right. Okay, mate. Great stuff. Tom, just to check, how old are you, mate?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, great. You got a very nice voice.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, I do try, old English student. That's how we go.
Where are you at uni at the moment?
Not at uni. Tried it at old Nottingham Trent and basically wasn't for me. You know, got on the lash a bit too hard. You know what
that's like. Oh, yeah. The old Birrios. Yeah. I know what it's like, mate. I've been
there. Thierry Henry.
So, Tom, thanks. Tom, what's your surname?
Hitchcock Merritt.
I'll just call you Cock. It's quite a good nickname. Listen, Cock, just tell us a little bit. You know, you've come on here looking for love. What's been going wrong for you?
Honestly, I think I've been going for the wrong women. I'm going to be frank and I'm going to be honest with you guys. Yeah,
do be frank and do be honest. That's something we really do require when we're trying to find love. You're in good, capable hands. You're here with the chief chat officer. I know chicas like I know the back of my hand, mate. So do not worry.
I feel safe in your hands there.
Yeah, okay. So just give me the stats. What do you do for a living?
I make bespoke luxury kitchens for rich divorced women. You know, it's not exclusive, but, you know.
Mate, there's a market. It's a market.
Absolutely. I
like you're good with your hands. You like creating stuff. Okay, we can sell
that. That's what the women say too.
What's the... and you've got a sense of humor. This guy's on fire. Okay. Yeah.
Well, am I? No, I'm just joking.
Okay, Cock. Chill out. What's your basic salary, mate? That's obviously really important.
We're talking gross on that.
Mate, we're talking gross.
Gross, you're looking at about
27.
27K? Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're gonna have to hope that I can work my magic, mate. I don't know many people. That was my bonus for, I think, my first quarter as a graduate. So listen, we're gonna bring in a chica. Let me do the talking. But seriously, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". Okay, that's okay. Hold your horses, Cock. She's coming in. Her name is Marissa, okay? Just play it cool.
Never gonna miss her.
Oh, good one, Cock.
Oh, hi.
Marissa, I don't know if you know, but I have a company called AC Limited, and this quarter we're turning our hand to matchmaking. Now, online with you is a man called Thomas.
Hi, Marissa, how you doing?
Hi, Thomas. You sound really young from your voice. I'm going to say like 24 to 26.
No. He's 35.
That's true. It sounds like his balls haven't dropped yet. Is this what?
Okay, Marissa, calm down, okay? This is the first date. Play it cool. Play it cool.
Yeah, to be fair.
Cock,
what do you have to say to Marissa about that?
I've never been accused of not having my balls dropped before, but being 5'7", they'd hit the ground pretty quickly.
Marissa, don't worry. I'll get Cock to send you a picture straight after this just to prove his balls have dropped. Marissa, what are your two questions for Thomas?
So I enjoy extreme sports, kite surfing, snowboarding, wakeboarding, etc. What would you do on a first date to get my heart racing?
Are you talking to me or Cock?
Thomas,
you go. This one could be for me. But I'm no
stranger to the extreme lifestyle either. Did the biggest bungee jump in South Africa in the world. You're looking at a 200 meter free fall there before the string even starts stretching. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to book a couple of flights there on my kitchen salary.
On the first date. That's impressive. Absolutely. That's impressive.
Absolutely.
Okay. Marissa, are you impressed?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'd personally take you to Megan's on the terrace, in Clapham Common. It's just by the skate park, and we could maybe have some Whispering Angel and watch the skaters do their thing.
You want me at Whispering Angel?
No. I'm not going on a date. Cox going on a date with you. He's the one that said that he...
I don't know. It sounds an awful lot like you want to go on this date.
Yeah, well, Cox, I think you've ruined it. Your basic salary is not going to hold up to Marissa. She sounds like a man-eater. I might have to take this one off your hands.
She's a man-eater. I'm just a starter.
What's your second question?
How big is your penis?
Oh. We talking shaven or unshaven?
Actually, I'm going to have to use a weed whacker to get down there.
Well, nice. I mean, if the cameras were on now, you'd see my hair grows out.
You can use our code on the podcast, RigBiz20.
All right, I can give you, let's just be honest, I can give you 12 inches in three portions.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, so are we saying yes to this date or you're not keen? What, Cock, what do you think?
Honest to God, I think Marissa's got the voice of an angel, very velvety tones. Very ASMR vibes. I'm going to say yes, but I'm, you know, I'm a gambling man.
Yeah, I think he's a little too inexperienced for me, I'd say.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Cock, don't take that the wrong way. Marissa, you know, personally, I feel like you'd be more interested in a guy that's an influencer who has 50,000 followers on Instagram, has fantastic facial hair, has a great lid, great chassis, and a very strong basic salary, and enjoys Whispering Angel. We'll have to move you on. Thanks so much for joining. Cock, I don't think that one's going to work out for you. You stay on the line. Marissa, we will say goodbye. Bye-bye.
All right, ciao, bye.
Thanks. Cheers. Listen, you've got to sell yourself, mate. I can't do all the work.
Okay, I see.
We're now bringing in Serena Hamilton.
Hi there, Serena. How's it going? I'm Tom. I work in kitchens, and I'm honestly, I don't have as good a chat as this other fella.
Oh,
clearly,
mate,
I don't know the format of this.
Okay, let me take it over. Let me take over, Cock. You're not selling yourself again. You've sold yourself short. So, Serena, just tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for obviously someone with great chat. They've got to have a high basic salary. Got to live in Clapham, obviously. They've got to be close by.
Yeah. I think we should move on here, Alfie.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, really.
Again, I think this Serena is going to be more interested in dating me than you. I mean, you've got a very low basic salary. Serena, what are your two questions for Cock? I mean, if it doesn't work out with him, maybe me and you can maybe sip some Whispering Angel on a picnic blanket in Clapham Common and watch the sun go down. And I can show you all my Instagram stories and, you know, posts. It will take a good 2 hours. I hope you like
them all.
Do you like chicken?
I guess my first question is, where would you take me on your first date?
Well, obviously Clapham Common, you know, sitting on the long grass, drinking a glass of Whispering Angel each, you know, hopefully the sunset glistens off the path.
You're nicking my chat, mate.
She hasn't heard
just,
it yet, mate.
I just said that.
Stolen straight away.
Yeah, hold on. Serena, do you like chicken?
Do I like chicken? I love chicken.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love that. Do you know what? My favourite place to go after Infernos is the chicken shop next door. Oh. I bought a whole chicken once by accident and I ate it all.
Oh, my God. Just tell me you like Nickelback and we can sack off Cock and me and you can go for a date.
Oh, my God. I would bloody love that. I don't like Nickelback.
Oh, no. Really?
I'm more of a Kings
Never
of Leon.
Never made it as a blind man. Never made it as a poor man singing. Do you don't like that song?
That's a good song, to be fair.
Okay,
that is
fair enough. That's the plan. I would probably try and sing that to you before inviting you back to Casa de Cousin. okay, Serena, what's your second question? Cock, you've got up your game, mate. Now, think for yourself. You can do this.
Do you have a muscly rugby bum? That's in my top five.
Look, I'm going to be honest about the rig. It's not been great over lockdown, but let's be honest. Would you rather lie on a nice, comfy pillow or a horrible cobbled high street?
To be fair, I do like something to hold on to.
Well, I should turn the camera on then, you know. I've got large old hair.
Yeah, get the camera on. Let's have a look at you, Cock.
How do we do this?
Yeah, we've got to have a look.
Come on, let's have a look at you.
Oh, my God. Embarrassing. I feel the need.
Wow.
The need for tweed.
Please.
Cheers. Love it.
Cock, you're a handsome man. You're a handsome man.
Wow. I love the cows.
Thank you. I haven't heard that since my mother said that, actually, Alfie, but thank you.
Wow. Okay, you guys seem like you're hitting it off. Serena, what's it? Is it a yes or no from you? Now you can see, old Cock. What do you think?
Do you know what? Never say no to a first date.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Clapham South.
Okay, perfect. I'll probably take this one for you, Cock. It's easier for me to meet up. Because are you based in Clapham?
No, I'm actually just outside of London.
Oh,
okay. I was going to be before COVID, but obviously I threw a bit of a spanner.
Well, listen, Serena, thanks so much for joining us. It was actually delightful. And I'm sure I see you around the Common sipping some Whispering Angel. And thanks for coming on the pod. We really enjoyed it.
Take care. Am I leaving now?
You're leaving. Yeah, thanks so much. Emma is about to join us. This is your moment.
Can I ask a quick question?
Okay, wait. Emma's coming in. Emma's here, I think. Okay.
Emma's here. Hi. Okay,
Emma, just hold on. I'm having a team talk with Thomas.
Go for it. Okay. No pressure.
Thomas, listen, this is the last one of the night, okay?
Yeah.
Now, just hear what I've been saying and try and deliver a performance that is worth noting. Okay, and just pretend Emma didn't hear any of this. Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, lovely to meet you.
Hey, lovely to meet you as well. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 28, living in London, yep. In the Wandsworth Clapham area.
Yeah.
I work in marketing and I do a lot of open water swimming and that's kind of me, really.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well, look, before I introduce Thomas Hitchcock, who's looking for love, I'm just going to give you a little insight to Thomas Hitchcock. A really, really good guy. Plays open side flanker for his, used to play semi-professionally for Nottingham before he moved down to London to set up his own business making bespoke kitchens for the rich and famous.
What a hero.
He has done exceptionally well financially. He owns a house just outside of Richmond, a four-bed house. So, Tom, introduce yourself.
How you doing? Obviously, I'm Tom, and everything he's just said there is absolutely accurate.
What are your two questions for Cock?
Okay, so my first question is, outside of lockdown, where do you want to be a regular at in London? / where are you a regular at in London? And my second question is, how old were you when you first learned to do your own laundry?
Oh,
Emma is a lady that knows what she wants. She she reminds me, I can't see her, but she reminds me a lot of my mother in a good way. or my matron, my first matron in my boarding school.
Fair enough.
Lovely. No. I've got a thing for that.
I'm not sure how well this is going to go down, but you struggle to catch me not in embargoes on on a Saturday night.
Mate, solid night. Nothing wrong with that. Bloody love embargoes.
Absolutely.
Great for networking.
When I first learned to do my laundry, I'm going to be honest, this you're looking at probably a couple of years ago, but I recently learned how to use Vanish, and that stuff is an absolute game changer.
Wow.
And I agree with you.
Emma, first impression of Tom, what do you think?
Well, I mean, clearly you're a man about town, you're clearly very independent. You can do your own laundry now and you know that Vanish exists. That's amazing. I mean, it's important, right? If you're playing a lot of sport, you need to be able to get your cricket whites.
Got to get that blood stains out.
I'm guessing you follow the Rugbiz podcast and
absolutely.
Obviously, look, I'm an incredibly aesthetic person. Is that the kind of guy you're looking for?
Definitely.
Okay.
Obviously.
I mean, but if there was, like, picture me slightly more overweight, with sort of curly hair, and maybe not that higher basic salary. Would you be interested?
Definitely.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got a winner. Guys, we are going to pay for your first date. Tom, where are you taking Emma?
Well, obviously Clapham Common, first and foremost. We're going to have a nice picnic there. I'm talking picnic sausages and all sorts.
Ooh.
Pun intended. And
Oh, dear, you let yourself down.
Gosh. Yeah,
I'll just get myself in the foot a bit.
Okay,
there.
Emma, listen, we will make it. We will come back to you and tell you about date. We'll be taking you and Tom for a lovely date in Clapham. Freddie will be in touch, my secretary. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a lovely evening. Love and champagne.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening.
Okay.
Lovely to meet you, Emma.
Okay. Cocky, good night.
You've been great. Love and champagne.
How do they not find me attractive? Is it the bush? Is it true? Nobody told me that I had to clean up my pubes to have you. She tries to come up to me, but then all I can see is her face. She's wagging her finger saying there's no way I'm going near that, it's a disgrace. Can't you see you're the hairiest motherfucker that I've ever seen? Getting so embarrassed, I want to run off to Putney, she's so fucking mean. Yeah, they say, when I pull into Inferno's the whole club goes cray. But not in a good way, Falcon's lads calling me a tosser every single way. Probably because I went to a minor public school, but maybe that makes me a bit more street, maybe that makes me a bit more cool. I love this song by Eminem and Fiddy. Fuck, I just got debagged in front of the netball girls and they're all laughing at me. My big bush, a year's worth of growth. That thing's disgusting. It looks like you've been shaving 1,000 animals and they're all on coke. And I'm saying, baby girl, please, please give me one more chance. I can go get the weed whacker, shave my body, and then can we please have that dance? I'll even cream my balls, clean my ears and my nose. Then we can make love and crab and common and I'll tickle your toes. She's worried that as I've got such a big bush, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to get that fucking kabushed. Then I meet a fellow who says he's going to get me a discount. He runs a big podcast. He's the mayor. He's like the motherfucking Viscount. And Archie, he pours me his drink and he buys me a shot. Then says, Wrigley's 20. That will get you 20% off. Archie, I want to thank you. I'm now settled down with this girl. She's changed everything about me. She's changed my world. And if I still had that hairy bush, there's no chance Kabush, she would have even gone near me. You're the CCO. You're the dude. You're my bro. So go to manscaped.com and use the code Rigbiz20. Don't worry, because it's a code that can't run out. They've got plenty. Archie, I've got a little surprise for you this week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on.
Obviously,
I actually have no idea who the guest is.
No, well, we normally discuss the guest and the builder, but I thought it'd be a little surprise. And now that rugby is returning, you know, we can play outdoor sport once more, thank God. I thought that maybe you need a bit of semi-professional inspiration.
Okay.
So I've got on quite a well-known semi-pro player. Actually, a very well-known semi-pro player. Your best mate, Nick Abandonen.
No way, Benders! Yeah. Oh, get him on. I cannot wait. Oh, I haven't spoken to him for ages.
Well, he's now playing semi-pro over in France, Div 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, it took quite... Actually, to be fair, it was quite easy to get in contact with him. I just sent him a text. He got back to me quickly. You know.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I've been doing other. I've been trying him. Just texting him, not using WhatsApp.
Yeah, no, I was using text as well. Right.
I can't wait to get him on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so good. Get him on. Come on, Benders.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Ça va.
Yeah. How you doing, mate?
Comment tu t'appelles?
C'est bon de l'entendre que votre français a amélioré.
Yeah. I'll translate that for the masses. He just said, yeah. Archie is my best mate.
So Benders, thank you so much for joining us today, sir. I hope
it's just great to have you on. I have been trying to contact you for quite a while, but Wardy said you have been busy. But great to see you, mate. Great to see you. Great to have you on.
It's good to hear from you. It's been a while.
It has been, and it's just going to be classic chat when the old boys get together. Fireworks will happen. Benders, do you support France now as your second team in the Six Nations?
I feel very French, as they say. I've been here for nearly 8 years now. I've my French blood is starting to flow through the veins.
Well, also, you played with quite a few of the lads in the French team in the setup. Who's sort of blown you away by how far they've come? You've been there for 8 years. You probably saw them as sort of, you know, youth academy boys coming through into the first team.
Oh, it's definitely old Damien Penaud. I think... I remember when he first came to Clermont, it was in the Espoir, and we were training, just having a normal training session. I actually thought he was a back row. I thought he was a number seven. And then they shipped the ball out to him in the wide channels, and he put on his afterburners, and I was left in his wake.
I was going to say, I mean, obviously, Bender's a very modest guy, but, you know, obviously, I think Penaud, he probably learned quite a lot from old Benders. And weirdly, that means he would have learned a lot from me because, you know, Benders doesn't say it a lot, but at school...
He never says it.
No, but at school, Benders saw some of the magic on the field from me. And in turn, I rubbed off on Benders, and then Benders rubbed off on Penaud.
But you weren't in the same team at school.
Yes, we were. Yes,
no, you
we
weren't.
Yes. Well,
were you Benders?
Archie was a couple of levels below before he started sort of making his way and making his own tracks.
Injuries.
I do, however, recall a first 15 match that had finished early, and for a change, instead of the D team coming to support the first 15, the first 15 decided to walk down a couple of pitches to see what retrobates were playing in the D's match.
Yeah.
And Archie, out of nowhere, did, to his credit, slot a drop goal from about 35, 40 metres out.
There's context to that story, because I was recovering from quite a serious injury I picked up. I'd been running the gauntlet in the boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Watkins, if you're listening to this podcast, if I see you in Clapham, you're mine, mate. But he tackled me and I hit my head on a radiator, and that actually had an effect on...
Wasn't it a carpet burn on the forehead?
No. Well, that was afterwards when they dragged me down the corridor afterwards. They didn't realise I was actually in severe pain. No, so yeah, I had carpet burn and head injuries, and I had to go. I had to go and play for the lesser team.
You failed your HIA.
Get match fitness. Carry on, guys. You know, people know I'm an elite rugby player. What I'm saying is, I've rubbed off on some of the French guys.
Well, Benders, I want to know.
Long-winded way. I've had an effect as much as Sean Edwards on that French team.
Okay. Well, Benders, I want to know, you know, what is rugby like out in France for the supporters? Is it as big as it is over here in the UK?
I would say in terms of, you know, how many people are playing and the popularity of the sport and the spectators and the sort of all-round atmosphere that you get. I mean, France is on a different level to the UK, I think. You know, every single week when I was playing at Clermont, the stadiums are completely packed out. You got the musical bands playing their drums, and it's just a huge spectacle. It's the whole town, the whole village, the whole area just gets behind the team, and you know, it's there's nothing really like that in the UK.
Do you still remember the Clermont song?
Of course.
And that's so good to sing together.
Archie, with your sort of French knowledge of down in Saint-Tropez, you probably know what Allez means, don't you?
Yeah, it just means come and get tucked in. We're getting super, super lashed now.
Yes.
With Damon Panu's coming down for some lash.
Yeah.
Actually, we had Benji Kays, BK, Kaysmeister, on the old podcast. Loved it. He absolutely loved coming on here. I think he said off camera it was his favourite podcast he ever did.
It's funny you say that, because he actually rang me up after he did the podcast saying,
yeah,
mate, what the fuck was that about?
yeah, but like in a rugby like banter way, like, yeah. what the fuck?
He should come and tell our stories.
Yeah,
Benders, Sean Edwards is apparently a crazy man to work under. Now, I know you haven't worked under him personally, but have you heard any stories from sort of teammates of yours about how brutal he is in training?
I've heard plenty of stories about the man, and they're all as crazy as the next one. I think, you know, I think all you have to do is just listen to how he speaks to know that he's come from a pretty rough background, hasn't he? He's
not someone who would get a membership to the Ned, I'll tell you that.
No, certainly not. Not someone that you'd find Archie hanging around for too long either. I mean, I heard a classic one of, I can't remember who the player was, but there was an altercation at a team function when he was coaching at Wasps, and he called the player out. He said, right, let's have this outside. So both him and the player started walking to go and have a fight outside. And just before they got to the door to go outside, he elbowed him straight in the teeth,
knocked
his teeth out and broke his nose. Like a complete cheap shot out of nowhere.
That is incredible.
You'll have to get some confirmation as to who the player was. I can't remember who it was, but that's a true story.
Probably Andy Powell or something.
Yeah.
Just out of interest, in terms of your career, who is the sort of that Sean Edwards type of character that you've worked under that, you know, had, you know, something about them?
Paul Spridgen, he's a strength conditioning coach. He's actually the Welsh strength conditioning coach. He was at Toulon. He was with England when I had my sole cap all those years ago. He as well, absolute nutbag, but very, very funny. Just a complete motivator. So many stories to tell, you know, lived 1,000 lives, had 9 lives. Good guy to have around, but he's definitely the craziest. Otherwise, in terms of coaches, I've had pretty chilled coaches.
What about back in the day in the bar time? Any players that were, okay, you're talking about motivators, anyone that was absolutely off their rocker, but was just great value?
There was a guy called Steve Booth, God rest his soul, who actually died a couple of years ago. He was at Bath when I was there, and he was loose as a goose. Probably the loosest character I've ever come across, and it's probably why he's unfortunately died. But he was someone who was, you know, those crazy guys in the change room that just get the boys up for it when, you know, it's a freezing cold night in Newcastle and no one wants to be there. He was always someone that sort of got the boys, that got the blood boiling for the boys.
Shame, we could have got him on the podcast.
Benders, you're now playing over in Vannes in Div 2 in France, but how hard was it to adapt from the professionalism of England to the slightly more lax rules over in France?
You know, I went from Bath, where you're training in a castle. You know, Bruce Craig had pumped a load of money into Farley House and turned this this manor into an extraordinary training facility, which you know, to this day is still one of the nicest places I think you could ever want to work. I remember rocking up to Van the first day, having signed, because it all got done very, very late in the day. And I rocked up, and I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, it literally, their training like center is a tent. It's like, it's the most budget sort of porter cabin showers, porter cabin loos.
Oh my God.
But again, they love it. They're just, you know, they're hard workers, they're grafters, and it showed this season how well we've been doing. You know, we're number one in the log, and we've got a good chance of potentially getting promoted to the top 14 for next year.
And Benders, do you think that has relit a fire in you? You know, obviously you were close to signing for the Clapham Falcons, you know, and part of that deal was you were going to come work with me in the city, and hopefully one day that, you know, that might be the case. But, you know, do you think that's given you a little bit of fire in your belly?
Yeah, it definitely has, mate. It definitely has. I mean, when I went from Claremont to Van, I was sort of thinking, right, it's time to put the feet up. It's, you know, this is going to be my 2 years of downtime, not playing much rugby. You know, you play 4 weeks on here, you get a week off here. So I'm going to travel around with the family, live by the coast, experience a nice life. Yeah, I think coming here and seeing, I mean, I'm about 10 years older than most of the players here. So I've had to adapt my chat.
Yeah,
as Archie likes to say a
but
lot.
If anyone can do that, that's you. And you know, mate, you can just call me anytime, because yeah, I am a man that can adapt chat to anything. Japanese businessman, French businessman, that could be my new nickname, the chameleon.
Did you download the AC Limited chat app or not?
I was thinking about subscribing to the AABBBCCC.
Well, Nick, good news. Once you get a lockdown, I'm going to be taking.
I thought prices were a bit extortionate.
Well, listen, mates rates. As a best mate, you can come through. I'm going to bring it down to Vans. I'm going to bring the AAA, BBB, CCC down to Vans. There's a few English guys in that team. You know,
maybe I could do the translating for you, mate.
You could, yep, for a small fee if you want. I don't mind. And it'd be great to work
together. You're paying me a small fee.
Yeah, fine, mate. Wealth is, you know, I've got a lot of cash. Yeah. And, you know,
so
you're playing.
Tell everyone.
You're playing a second division rugby. You know, times are probably tough. You've got a family to feed. Old AC is here to help you out, buddy. I'm coming down.
Yeah, but don't worry, the 6 years of top flight rugby is enough to be able to support me and my family for a while, so it's okay. Yeah. Don't worry about me now.
And yeah, I just gonna say I have had 8 years a top flight city job, enough to support just me myself. I don't have a family to support, so I'm quite lucky. I just I'll afterwards I'll WhatsApp you some of my watches. I've got some great watches. You'd love to see.
Please do.
Hello, my name is Carl. Now listen, is there any better feeling than lying out on Clapham Common in the tiny pair of white budgie smugglers, drinking a glass of Whispering Angel and just loving your life with friends? I think not. That's why 7 years ago, I started my own company, Flustende Engel, aka Whispering Angel. Now we may be in a trademark battle with Whispering Angel because we've replicated their rosé recipe, but we've added one more thing, protein. I used to be laughed out the room, ladies and gents. They said, who's that crazy German scientist, Kurt? Well, haha, you're not laughing anymore, because I met the CEO of Clapham last week, and through his company AC Limited, he has invested £100,000 into my Flustende Engel Wing. So this summer, I am proud to launch rosé wine with protein, because you never know when the chassis takes a hit. So I'll see you all down on Clapham Common in our little bar, Flustende Engel. Lots of love. Dankeschön.
Benders, just to finish on Clermont, because, you know, obviously you had an incredible time there. You know, you really hit the heights, which maybe not even imaginable to you when you first joined the club. You played in two European finals, but sadly fell on the wrong end of the results. But what were those experiences like? And although not victorious, how did you lads celebrate such an incredible achievement?
The first time I walked into that club, 90% of the players probably hadn't even heard of my name. So I was literally starting from scratch, having to prove myself every single week in front of these diehard supporters. But you know, that spurred me on. And you know, played in two top 14 finals, a load of semi-finals, and then, yeah, as you said, two Heineken Cup finals. And that's a huge, way more finals than I ever would have played at if I'd stayed at Bath. But I mean, the highlight of everything has got to be winning the top 14 in 2017.
For me, as well.
Clermont hired a hotel, and then we had a huge after party at the hotel with all family and friends. And then they basically they got a train from Paris to Clermont only for
friends and
families. And that was probably one of the funnest trips back to a place we've had in a long time.
It was just great. We had a lot of laughs on that train.
Were you on there?
Yep.
Well, you kept that quiet because you didn't bring
kept
it out.
Quiet from kept it quiet from everyone. It wasn't about me that day. It was about Benders. And yeah, I was there.
Because Kayser, you didn't mention to Kayser either.
It was great. We got into Clermont, didn't we? Nick had to go on stage. And I just mingled with the crowd.
Were you on the bus as well?
On the bus, yeah. It was near the bus, yeah. And then we got Clermont, and they parted the night away. So did I.
Not with them.
No, not with them. No. That was a team only night. But it was just good to be there. A lot of people were saying, "Who are you?" And I was saying, "I'm friends and family. Friends and family." Yeah,
you remember me singing Minnie the Mooch on stage?
Remember that. I remember Nick singing Minnie the Mooch on stage, and it was annoying. It's actually quite annoying because everyone was singing along with him and they couldn't hear me saying, "That's my mate."
Yeah.
"That's my mate." And so Dick was so far away, that Benders was so far away. I was like, "Mate." I sing along with him. And I was every word I could. I was, "Mate, it's me." And if there's one thing Benders looks back on, and he won't have to say it, it's probably the fact he couldn't see me in that crowd. Yeah. But you know what?
Biggest regret.
Like I said, it wasn't about me. It was about Benders. And that the train journey was great. The Clermont was great. And it was just, we didn't catch up, but it was just a memory, just being there.
You were there together, even though you never spoke.
Yeah.
Benders, after being so successful personally and also sort of on a team level at Clermont, were you surprised when you found out that they were letting you go? And did you have some sort of stern words with the chairman?
Oh, hell yeah. I took the president straight into his office and said, "What the fuck is going on here, man?" it was an interesting one because I'd been injured for pretty much the whole year. I had two neck operations, two hernias in my neck. So I knew that I had to come back. I had to try and get back as strong as possible for the last year before my contract was up, which I did. Started playing pretty well. And then we beat a team at the Mission, and we all got invited up to the president's lounge, and we had like a lock-in close piss up. And then it was at the end of that night that the coach pulled me over and said, listen, just to let you know, actually, we're not gonna give you your plus one on the contract. We're letting you go." And luckily I was pretty pissed at the time, so help matters in terms of, coming to reality, but with the situation. But, it happens in life. The dream doesn't last forever, as Archie very well knows. And, you've got to crack on and start new goals and look towards the future.
That it's interesting you say that, Benders, because recently, I've realised, I've got 4 years left on my contract at the Clapham Falcons. And who knows, could I go and do a stint in Japan? Probably. Could I go out to America? Probably. Do I want to? Not really. No. I want to stay here in the UK. There's a lot of coin to be had.
Well, you're currently top of the table. Are there whispers that you guys are starting to believe? I mean, do you think that you guys have got a strong enough team? What is the standard like, if you're going to be honest?
Mate, the standard's a hell of a lot better than I thought it was going to be, that's for sure. We've got some very, very good little players in the team. Unfortunately, all of them have been snapped up by top 14 clubs for next year. So next year, if we do get promoted, we're probably going to take about 60 points every week. But we've definitely got a good enough team to make it happen. Fingers crossed that injuries are on our side for the next 2 months. And if they are, then I don't see why we can't do it, yeah.
Well, Benders, it may sound like a weird question, but you're on a two-year contract with them. Do you want to get back into the top 14 again? I mean, or did you get used to the sort of quiet life of the championship? You know, everything was easy. You were the big name in the league. And now you have to go back up after, you know, a nice sort of quiet moment back down. Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to professionally, but do you actually want to?
I'll be honest with you. I personally don't. I've even sort of toiled with the idea of stopping if we do, because the top 14 is just a whole new beast. There's no weeks off. You know, then you get into the Challenge Cup as well. So you've got to play every single week of the year, which my body is definitely not ready to do. But I would love to do it just to see these young guys live their dream. You know, that's all they ever dream about, is playing the top 14. So if I can help in any way to make that happen, I think it would be worth, you know, potentially not being able to walk in 10 years.
Yeah,
time,
worth 200 grand.
Knee constructions.
Yeah, but you'll have all the money that from the beer to get the best legs out there.
Benders, obviously Archie's had many, multiple embarrassing moments on the pits throughout his club and Falcons career. Once he talks about, once he doesn't.
Hold on, embarrassing or just bloody good banter?
Well, same thing.
Well,
yeah. Benders, what would you say is your most embarrassing moment for yourself on the pitch over your career?
It's probably embarrassing to me, but not to anyone else who's watched it. But getting filled in by the Tuolangis, I think, is up there with a pretty embarrassing moment, being thrown around like a little ragdoll in that fashion when you're a professional sportsman. It's never nice to see. I think there's more views on that than Archie's probably ever had in this podcast. But
different kind of chat. You'll get a lot of Americans coming through on that. A lot of my chat's British based.
I'm still looking to who to get in contact with about for royalties for that, because I'm pretty much the main actor in that.
Let me do some digging. I mean, do you not think maybe the most embarrassing moment is when you scored a hat trick for Bath against Bristol at the Rec, and after the third try in the corner, you came running past and you're high-fiving Andrew Beattie and you're high-fiving Peter Dixon, and I was there, mate. I was I just in the stands. I put my hand out, and you just missed it. You missed it. And
I
thought, you silly goose.
Yeah, for a man with good hand eye.
I thought, this guy's a professional sportsman. He can't even hit my hand. And it was out. And the warden was telling me, get back in your seat. I was like, no, I know that guy there. And I just missed you. And
mate, that's such a shame. That's
yeah, and I was like,
it's similar to when you're in Claremont.
Yeah,
missed each other there.
So. Joke's on you. And I that will live with me forever. How embarrassing you must have felt.
Well. Benders, everyone seems to have beef with someone nowadays, aka Wardy and Goody last week when we found out about that. But who was your equivalent throughout your playing days? Who was the guy who just wound you up the wrong way and maybe it came to blows?
Oh, good question. I mean, he's a lovely, lovely guy. We got on pretty well when we played in the England sort of set up together. But when he played for Harlequins and I played for Bath, Mike Brown, and I think a lot of other players can testify to this, something happens to him when he goes onto rugby field, and he becomes this ball of testosterone and aggression that, you know, is completely the opposite to what he is off the pitch. I mean, he's the quietest, gentlest, nicest guy off the pitch. But on the pitch, what a fucking tosser. There was plenty of times where, you know, I was ready to give the old Lloyd Mayweather left, right, and stick one to the chin. But he's definitely gritted my teeth over the years. More so probably because he got, you know, 70 caps more than I did. But his aggression on the pitch, just winding people up, was extraordinary.
Benders, you've been absolutely wonderful. We're hoping that if your club does get promoted to the top 14, you can come back to Clapham and bring the family back over, and hopefully, I don't know, can Alistair work out a little, you know?
Yeah, I'll talk to my dad. He's a big fan of Nick. He always says that Nick is the son he wish he had.
Yeah, mate, have a word with him, because I could always come down to the clubhouse and do a Q&A or something like that.
I'll chat. That would be a good, actually, it'd be good to chat to him, and I'll cross-reference that. Actually get that soundbite and I'll run it past Daddy.
Benders, am I right to think that you're actually in contact with Alistair? You guys have been speaking a bit over WhatsApp?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't want to touch
any nerves or anything like that. No, so I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, old Alistair. And I've been speaking to him as well. Been speaking to him a lot, yep.
When was the last time you spoke to him?
Mate, it's not about me. It's about Benders. Benders. Yeah.
Well, Benders,
there'll be another episode where, you know, I'm happy to face questions. No problem.
Okay, we'll do question time.
I'm a host. I'm not the star. I am the star, but there are other stars. Well, lesser stars. Present. Come on. You know, second division French rugby players. Come on. And they come and have some chat.
Well, Benders, thank you so much, mate. You've been absolutely wonderful. And we look forward to seeing you over in London this summer.
Hey, Swahili, mate.
Every time he comes on, he gets better, I think. Nick Avendonen. I just can't imagine you were ever friends, because he is a lovely guy, and you're a bit of an ass.
We are besties.
Really?
And yeah, he is like a fine wine. He is just, you know, I know he's slightly worried about his chat at the moment, you know, being semi-pro, but for me, it's just fine.
Well, what about...
I cannot wait to catch up with him, because now we'll have the same sort of semi-pro rugby chat.
Well, when you see him in person?
Yeah.
A bit like when you went to France, he wasn't there. When you went to England, he wasn't there.
Yeah, but we were just having chat. That was just our banter.
When you're at Bath, you're holding your hand out, he avoided you.
You don't get our banter.
I don't think he gets your banter.
He does. Okay. He absolutely loved it. That's great. What a way to finish the season. I've got a bit of a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just so nice, isn't it? Pub's open and Benders is in the house.
It's time for a member from Archie's Diary. You better sit back, because it's going to get fiery. It's time for a member from Archie's Diary. If you girls are single, to make an inquiry.
It's time for a member from Archie's Diary.
Yeah,
it's time
for a member. You love it.
I love that theme tune.
Well, we're back for our last installment of Archie's Diary. It's been brilliant.
It's learning
about your gap year has been wonderful. I mean, they should write a book about it.
They really should.
Yeah, they really should.
Maybe I might. I might do that.
That would be wonderful. Nice little sort of stocking filler for Christmas.
Not a bad idea. Write that down.
Okay, I'll write that one down. But just before we get into your last installment.
What?
Well, we must remind everyone.
About what?
The sun is shining.
Oh.
The pubs are open. You're loving the lash, mate. But some people are still scared, burrowed up inside, refusing to go outside because guess what? They haven't sorted out their lids.
I'm at my tether's end.
Yeah, well,
I've had enough of this.
It's disgraceful.
This is 10 weeks in a row we've been banging on about this code. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me people still haven't done it?
I see
Shame
people
on
are
them.
Still hiding
Shame
away.
On them.
They've opened the zoos, but people are still hiding in their sort of bedrooms, refusing to go. Oh, do you want to go for a pint, mate? I'm too scared. My lid's off.
But sons are still paying us.
Sons are still paying us.
Okay, fine. I'll talk all day about it. No worries.
But I would say
cash. Go on. Tell them what they need to do.
What can you do to try and get these people out of their houses?
Honestly, Freddie, it's 10 weeks of delivering this chat.
Yep.
There's not much else I can say. If they haven't done it now, then I'm sorry. They're a lost cause.
Would you rather see a mate tomorrow who's bald or a mate in a month's time with a head of hair?
I'd just love to see a mate.
Well, that's fair enough, Archie. But earlier you were saying that you've been enjoying it. You've been out and about.
I've been out all this week and I have seen some dodgy lids and I have approached them and said, look, can you get on your phone now and buy Suns?
Yeah, go to the Suns website and put in the code RIVIS20 to get 20 quid off your first month and 3-month package.
Even though we don't know each other, you being near me is affecting, you know, me talking to Cheekers.
Yeah.
So please get it done.
So guys, if you want to sort out those horrible bald lids of yours, I can't even call them lids because there's nothing there, but please, there's still time. 1 month and 3 month package, all you have to do is go to the Suns website and put in the code RIGBIZ20.
I'm writing this on a Monday and I am seriously hungover. We had a great rugby all day at the London Sevens. The whole team went as newborn babies. So we all went in white budgie smugglers, except Wilsie, our prop, who's slightly self-conscious about his rig, which is really, really wobbly. Plus, he has really bad eczema under his udders. I think he sweats there a lot and it's rarely dry. I actually can't see him living past 40. It's pretty sad, or ever having sex. Anyway, we went for a few jars on the Northcote Road and we were getting so much chat from everyone. Actually, one guy called me a prick, but I think he meant it in like a banterous way. Once we were well oiled, we jumped on the train at Clapham J and sang Swing Low, Sweet Chariot 17 times all the way to Twickenham. And I remember getting to the stadium, having a couple of jugs of Pimm's, and then I completely blacked out. Next thing I knew, I had woken up. It was 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and I was in Morden. I'd apparently got on the Northern Line for a bit of banter and fallen asleep. When the tube assistant woke me up, he was going to call the police, but then he actually realised by looking at me that I was in really good shape, so I couldn't be homeless or a drug addict. And I just explained to him that I just had a hell of a lot of banter the night before. What a day.
Clubhouse stories, oh, initiations we all know. Clubhouse stories, oh, initiations we want to know them now.
So, Archie, the time is now for another installment of... Actually, I should say the last installment.
The last, yeah. And let's just hope the chat is good for the last pod, mate.
I completely agree with you.
Because last week was disappointing.
No, I completely agree with you. Clubhouse Stories has been a brilliant, fresh, nice sort of new installment. I don't know.
It's just been so rigged.
Seeing an old loved one come back into the fray. It's
very
been beautiful.
Rigged.
Anyway, so this week, in our last week, trying to get
chat. It's going to be like a waterfall of banter.
So I was about to say his name, but he starts by saying, ciao, ciao. I hope this finds you well. I'd like to
see. Is he Italian?
He is Irish. It looks
Irish. Okay.
I can't say his name, but he looks Irish. But he says,
"Why can't you say his name?"
Because he says, "I would like to start off by asking to remain anonymous for the story. I work in the city, and my boss plays badminton. So any stories with top rugby banter would put my high basic salary at risk, and I can't be having anything putting my Q2 at risk."
Mate, I understand that. You know, I've got a profile in the city as well. Some of the stuff I have to hold back, because if I did, I'd get sacked.
Well, he starts by going, "I went to a second-rate university, I'll hold my hands up, but where it lacked in educational standards, it made up for in top rugby C.H. .a.t.
Yeah, chat.
Well, I cannot disclose.
Because they've got nothing to live for.
No, exactly.
They're just there.
They live
for
the chat.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot...
And the chat, yeah.
Well, I cannot disclose our team initiation, as this is a secret only me and my band of brothers will know. Due to the strict secrecy we hold, I can tell you our social secretary initiation, the omelette.
Okay. And by the way, I already like the story because I love omelettes.
Well, he goes...
Really good source of protein.
To be able to place your name down on the potential applicants for the position of social sec, you must complete the initiation known as the omelette. We all gather at a house.
Okay. And the which house? Whose house?
It's a uni house.
Okay.
We all gather at a house.
Okay. I've been to a fair amount of uni houses.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they're feral.
Well,
they're feral.
We all gather at
potential... Hygiene is not top of their list.
Well, we all gather at a house and the potential candidates are met with the team all wearing chef hats and a table of ingredients.
That is so funny. Because are they going to be doing cooking?
Well, let's see. However, there is a bowl with around 20 eggs sitting in veg oil on the table. The task is simple. Each candidate must swallow 3 to 4 eggs whole. Then they have multiple pints on the table. For each pint you chop, you get a choice of ingredients. Maybe some cheese, ham, pepper, salt.
Yeah.
You know, standard stuff for an omelette.
I probably would go a little bit less on the cheese because it's high in fat.
Right, okay. And probably egg whites as well. You probably try and consume just the egg white from the egg. I don't know how it's possible with a hard egg. But anyway, what they do not notice is a frying pan on the side in the kitchen is warming up on a slow temp.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Once the candidate is ready, he must TC, tactical chunder, onto said frying pan and must cook his omelette to perfection.
Right, okay.
Once golden brown, the candidate must eat the omelette again so that no unnecessary protein is lost along the way.
Okay, I like this. That is phenomenal. C.H.A.T.
He's
sick and then you're like, clean it up.
Yeah, so you've had the egg whole, you've had all the ingredients whole, you mush them up in your stomach, you're sick into the hot frying pan,
so
you
ruggers,
fry it up into
so
veg
ruggers.
Oil. If they do not complete the task at hand, then they must wait another whole year to place their name back on the ballot.
That is some seriously good rugby chat.
After witnessing this...
It doesn't matter where you're in the world, where you play rugby... If you play rugby, you will love this.
Yeah, and after witnessing this 3 times at university, it's enough to scar a man. When I try and BBB and I see an omelette being brought over, I think it's two things. The sizzle of larger infused eggs hit the pan and the top chat I had with those brothers.
Oh, that actually gives me a really good idea, because I've always wanted to open up a restaurant in Clapham called like the Clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we'd do. We'd provide like, you know, like when you go to a Japanese restaurant and you can cook your food.
Yeah, the hot stone in front
of
you.
So we'd just give them like the eggs to make it. You drink it, yak it into the pan and eat it.
Oh my God.
That's quite a good concept.
He finishes off by going, love and champagne, Arch. Arrivederci. Ciao.
Love and champagne, my friend. I'm going to give that 9 out of chat.
9 out of chat. Okay, so
it's a strong finish to the podcast. Yeah, yeah. Not our best story.
It's not our
best,
but
it is. It's top ruggers chat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sadly, every good thing has to come to an end.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, it's been a battering 10 weeks.
It has been one hell of a season. We've had some ups, we've had some downs, but all in all, I thought the team has played pretty well.
Well, that episode in particular, I mean, yeah.
You know, we're going to go and celebrate promotion, but Freddie, in the meantime, we're going to go back to the drawing board, because next season is going to be tougher. It's going to be more challenging, and we've got to be prepared. I've said to the boys, go and enjoy yourself. Yeah, have a couple of weeks off.
Enjoy the off season.
But we'll be back. It's about getting your head in the game. You know, you've got to be thinking, who's going to be coming on the pod next season? Are we going to deliver? Yes, we are.
We will be bringing the biggest names back for you guys.
It's been, just looking back on it, it's been emotional.
Well, mate, it's been great to see you all this time. And also, it's been great to deliver to the fans, the millions of fans out there worldwide. You know, over 35 territories are listening to this on a weekly basis. So we're delivering the chat.
We'll be looking to get into more territories next season.
We really will be.
And I'll be looking at the statistics.
Well, we've got some incredibly exciting...
I'll be looking at those statistics and saying, where else can we help people with shit chat?
Well, we've got some incredibly exciting news for next season. We're really up in the ante and we can't wait to bring that to you. But until then, Archie, it's been an absolute pleasure.
What timing, Freddie. Mm-hmm. You know, when the people needed us, we delivered.
We were there, mate.
We pulled them out of this lockdown. And as we come out, we just want to say, go well. We will be back with you.
Venture forth and enjoy yourselves.
And we will be back even bigger, better and stronger.
We will be, guys.
It's quite hard to believe. Can my chat get any better?
Well, I think it can.
probably not. But if I stay at this consistency, then yeah, we will probably strive for another promotion next season.
Well, I think your chat can get better, but one thing is, you know, we promised to get you out the darkest times, and now as the light looms over us, we've delivered. You are free. You are there to venture forth and enjoy yourself. So lash well, as Archie said. Thank you so much for listening, and guys, stay safe. We'll see you soon.
Men, women, even hockey players. This is Archie Cousin, the Chief Chat Officer. And I want to say to you, go well, go steady. I'll be with you. But when you find yourself in the dark times, remember, we will lash. We will lash in the common. We will lash in the pubs. We will lash in back gardens. But come June the 21st, we will lash in infernos. I love you all. Love and champagne. Archie Cousin.
Just bees and things and flowers. bees and things and flowers.